The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
See them tumbling down.
Way out west, there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. And he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La, 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 la. Yes, it's time to hang out with Todd Lebo for the hour here. Get some fact or fiction in the next segment. What a great new intro we put together there.
Brand new.
So cool. Sterling loves it.
I love that. It's so revamped. So
it's
fresh.
Really good. You see how we had fun with the different ways that Lebo's name was pronounced?
Yeah, Todd Lebowski.
Todd Lebu. Todd
Lebu. We don't have it. Somewhere I got called Tud Lebu.
Tud Lebu. I still say Lebach.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just say Lebach.
We say Lebach. That's where
Lebach Blue.
Lebach.
Patrick Mahomes went to college in Lebach.
In Lebach.
They, on the, one of those Big 12 calls back, they said so-and-so from the Lebach Avalanche Journal.
Lebach.
Oh,
Lebach.
Lebach.
Hey.
Okay. There
Classy.
It is.
French.
Lebach.
French.
Todd Lebu from Lebach.
Is Todd short for Todrick?
No. In my case, it's just Todd.
Is it long for Ta?
It's long for Ta or Odd.
It's okay. It's, yeah,
they
that
put
makes
the,
sense.
Longer on the front.
That's right. They typically don't do that.
It's not the way they normally do it.
It was odd.
It's Toddathan.
Toddathan.
It's Toddathan.
Yeah.
People used to say it was like maybe Theodore, but it's not. It's just Todd.
Okay.
I don't know.
I guess Theodore
just
would make
Todd.
More sense. Just Todd.
But that's Ted. See?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Theodore and Ted. Last week we talked with you, and you had mentioned your 100th class at base camp was coming up. Have you
today.
Finished?
9 a.m. today.
I went Number to 100.
It was fun. Well, it was great.
Yeah, I bet it was amazing.
It actually was great. It was a good class. We just started an 8-week challenge there. So
there you go. That was for you, apparently. And that's for you.
We in the 8-week challenge, you're trying to make your body better, all that stuff. But so at the end, Paige actually came and she got some video because there is video of the first time I did half a class.
Okay.
And they're going to put something together with.
What
I
looked
like then.
Are you going to put
then,
it on
yes,
social media?
Yes, on social media. And then, so after the thing's over, you know, the sales staff all comes in and they have signs for me. Our sales staff's wonderful.
Wow.
Because they go to base camp. Not any of them is close to 100 classes, but they'll
yeah,
go
take
there,
that,
a little team
sales
building
staff.
And do that. So, and I feel really bad because I'm not, listen, I'm very proud I've done 100 classes since I've started doing this. But Joan, she got her 200th class like last week.
Congratulations, Joan.
She's like 10 years older than me. Anyway.
Congrats,
so there's
Joan.
A lot of people have gotten there. And we have a great listener of ours, Dave. He got his 100th class a long time ago.
Congrats, Dave.
So we got a lot of people. But anyway, got my 100th class. So, funny story. I go, and this is great for me because it's close over here. I get sweaty, but I clean myself up in our bathroom
down here.
And
it is wild that I'll see you in the shower here, or in the bathroom here, and you'll just wet a paper towel and just rub it over your dome. It's a little
clean myself up.
More odd that he's naked doing
get
it.
Get some dude wipes, you know, whatever.
Dude wipes.
So, my process is if I'm going to class in the morning early, like at 9, I will just have my workout clothes on. And I'll have a gym bag with my jeans and fresh underwear, socks, you know, shirt, all the stuff, deodorant, dude wipes, everything.
Yeah,
clean
right.
myself up a little bit. And then if I am going to class at like noon or something, I will come to work with regular clothes on and I will have my workout clothes and I'll change them and then I'll come back and change, right? So last night I went out to the K to get post game and which I love this pitch clock. I was home before 10. It's great. Home before 10.
Right,
covered
yeah.
the game, home before 10.
Woo.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to get my stuff ready to go tomorrow because I knew I was signed up for 9 a.m. And so I got my little gym bag, put jeans and shirt and socks and all that stuff in there. I go work out, and then I come back. I grab my bag. I go down to the bathroom in there, get myself all cleaned up, and I go, those aren't my jeans.
Oh, no.
I had done laundry like Sunday, and my wife had some jeans, and I had some jeans, and I put them on the wrong shelf. And so when I got home last night, I just grabbed jeans off my shelf. And I looked down and I said, I can't wear those jeans.
Are you wearing
did
the jeans?
Did you try? Okay. Did you try?
No, I didn't. Oh. Because after we're done here, I'm going with Zach to a sales call. You know, so I could have just come in here with my shorts on. You guys would have been cool.
Yeah, I'd have been totally fine.
But I've got a sales appointment here after the show. And I'm like, I can't do that.
They would have understood.
I called my wife to tell her the story because it's funny. And she's like, oh, my God. And I said, well, you can come home. I didn't want to drive all the way home and all the way back because I got to go take my dad to the insurance agent later. I'm driving around.
Got stuff to do, man.
So I said, well, we got places here. So I just went over to Old Navy, right? I'm going to buy myself some, you know, cheap pants.
Yeah.
$45 jeans in there. Like, I don't know about
those.
So.
Because they look good.
I go back to the clearance rack.
Yeah.
And I found some smaller jeans, I will tell you, because I've been working out at Basecamp Fitness, and $13.99.
Not a kid.
They look good.
Oh, they look great.
Turn.
Look at that. Yeah.
How about this?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Look at you.
Wow. Huh?
I go to the checkout, and they say, do you have a phone number on file? I said, well, this is my wife's cell phone, which I knew.
Yeah.
I don't really know about six phone numbers
good
anymore.
Good for you.
I knew it. Well, you've got $3 of Old Navy bucks. I said, well, put them on there.
Yes. Well,
let's
go ahead and sign that sucker up.
So now I got some $13.99 jeans, $3 off after tax. Good to go.
I always
always check twice on what jeans you put in the bag.
You could have just said they were a European cut. You could have put your wife's jeans on and just told everyone there was European.
You look like Mike McDaniel walking around with jeans on.
Some sort of a capri type thing. With little roll-ups.
It'd be great. You know? Like I said, you just look like Mike McDaniel.
Mike, that's a good pull.
I don't need to be going into a sales call with my wife's pants.
They would love it. They would have, like, oh, look at it. It's Lebo. He's a personality guy. Yeah. Look at those Lebos here, everybody.
I got some sweet black jeans from Old Navy.
Always remember to put in your wife's phone number, though, when they say, do you have an account or anything here?
Yeah.
Yep. Here's my wife's phone number, 502. And give it. Yeah, you do.
$3.
Oh, you got a coupon. Throw that sucker on there. There we go. Thank you.
The good news is I had called my wife to tell her the story because had I done this without telling her, she had already gotten an email that something had gotten purchased at Old Navy because it had her phone number in there. And then she'd be, what are you buying clothes at Old
Why are you
Navy
buying
for?
Clothes at Old Navy? We have jeans. Why are you buying jeans?
And that
was my $3. I was waiting to get some sandals with those.
I was going to tell you this tonight, but
also, where are my jeans? Also, I can't find my capri jeans.
Yeah.
Really answers the question of who wears the pants in the relationship.
Well, I have all the pants.
He wears both pants.
I got all the pants.
He wears the his and hers pants.
Any pants, I'm taking them.
There you go.
And I'm wearing them is what I'm doing. Anyway, so that was my fun story today. I got some new jeans, and I got my 100th workout, and it was great.
So Basecamp has you in better shape and got you a new pair of jeans.
Just like that.
There you go.
Just like
that's
that.
What you too, if you were to work at Basecamp, can also end up getting new jeans.
You can get smaller
that you have
jeans.
To buy that are smaller.
Yeah, have to get smaller jeans.
Yeah,
when you do
right.
this.
That's right.
I was at the clearance rack and I was like, I took some 36s and some 34s.
Oh yeah,
back there the 34s fit. The
there 36, you go.
You're like 36. You're a little too roomy.
The
for
hell
me.
Out of here, 36.
I don't need these.
I'm shrinking in my age. 36 down to 34. There you could be a 32 soon.
Oh, I could have even tried some 33.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
look at you.
Fabrics.
Now you're getting crazy. You got the stretchy fabric. You could have a 33. You could walk around with some skinny jeans and a 33. There you go.
Now, these said skinny on them. They're not too skinny though.
What do you think Jason is? He's tall and skinny.
He is tall.
What do you think he is? 32. I'll say Jason's 32.
34.
Yeah.
34, 34 is probably.
Yeah, 34,
like
34. 34, 33 if they do specifically have it at that. 34, 32 is a little short.
There were
34,
some,
34 is a little long.
On the rack
this might be
there,
the bonus question. What is
34,
my, 33. What is my
what you say?
25,
you
25
out
for
the
you.
Number on the back?
Sterling, 25, 25 for you. 26, 26.
Just to get the number off the AIDS walk list.
What are you, T8?
They had a
toddler 8-year-old?
They were... There were a pair of jeans on the clearance rack that were 38s. I'm like, that's not me.
No.
That's a tall, skinny person.
That's a very tall, skinny man.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a woman.
Or a woman. Yeah, I mean, I had my wife's pants.
Absolutely.
So.
You were wearing your wife's pants.
I did go into the proper area of the store to find pants for me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Jason, as a shopper of a 34-34 as well, how angry does that make you that they were carrying a, what was it, Todd, 30-38?
Yeah, 30-38.
I can barely find 34-34. Yeah, it's always usually 30, the opposite. But thank God they got a 30-38.
There was only one, and it was on the clearance rack.
Yeah, because it's the only one they ordered. Yeah. They ordered
that
the one.
That one dude is going to be so thrilled.
They're waiting for Hunter Dickinson to walk into that.
I bet he's not a 30,
Victor
though.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a Victor Wembanyama type.
He might be 30-40s.
They're waiting for one of the Haley twins to walk in there from Mizzou. of the Haley twins. Hey, hold on. You're looking for jeans? Right this way, sir. I know exactly the 30. You look like a 30-38. Let me come right over this way. Yeah, if I find a 34-33, I'm like, oh, I'm buying it. I don't ever buy jeans, though, because I don't find them.
Don't find them. don't find them. Hey. Got some pretty good deals over at Old Navy right now.
And apparently, and you got some coupons there. $3
off.
You got the $3.
Hey, put a number in. There could be more now. I don't know.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through your phone and look for ICE, and then I'm going to put in.
She's
that number.
She's in there as her name. I'm in on hers as ICE. I guess that means in case of emergency or whatever.
In case of emergency, yeah.
I don't know.
My wife and I are both in there as our names, so nobody would know.
Yeah.
In case of emergency.
My parents are, too.
Mom or dad?
Yeah, mom or dad is just my parents' names.
But that's typically one that you could go through and look, right? Because that would be like the secondary. If it's not your primary ICE, it would at least be your secondary ICE.
Yeah.
So, like, just look mom or dad.
No, I just have regular names. I always told my kids when they started having their phones, I said, when you're putting someone in your contacts, put their whole freaking name in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call them, like, Scoops or all your little friends.
Scoops.
You know, put their real name in there.
Scoops.
What are those names I make
Sterling,
up for your
friends? Sterling, do you have a friend named Scoops? Did he also work?
I will now. It's
did he also
Lebo.
Take an ashtray to the face at one point in his career?
What are your guys' names? Your golfing buddies?
Sorry, Scoop.
Most of them are just last names.
What are their names? One of them's got a name.
Jansen.
No, it's another.
Dan Jansen?
Jeez. There's another guy.
Jeez. Hamburglar.
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 It's the Hamburglar. and Scoops and Snots and all these guys.
Jeez. Didn't we lock you in a dumpster, man?
Taco.
I tell them all to put their whole freaking real name in there.
That is, those they up. Were all in your fraternity, right?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
I'm gonna say that.
And what was your name?
Just Sterling.
Oh, I didn't have a nickname. I'm just Sterling. I'm a pretty badass guy.
Yeah, no,
just call me Sterling. Everybody else had stupid nicknames because they were punks and pretty much ran the place. So
I never once said any of these things. This
I
is
don't
Jason's.
I'm just putting.
Were you the president of your fraternity?
I was not the president of the fraternity.
Were you the sergeant
were you the
at
president
arms?
Of your fraternity?
I was a sergeant at arms.
Sergeant at arms. Because that's like the fifth one designated survivor.
It's supposed to be the person that's like the bouncer at the party. It was only because I didn't drink.
You didn't drink.
Because the sergeant at arms is not allowed to drink at the parties. And like,
oh, we got a guy.
You're perfect, dude.
That's made
you're
for you.
Perfect, dude. I'm like, hey, you take the dues away, and I'll be whatever sergeant. I'll be a sergeant.
I'm in, baby.
I'll be sergeant at legs. I'll be sergeant at arms. Sergeant, whatever you need me to be.
Dick Sergeant. Sergeant York.
Whichever it is, man. I'm all good with that. It turns out I won't drink at this party tonight. Gotcha. Very good. Done. That was nice. Oh, I live in a fraternity house for free. Oh, well, for sure.
It was a really nice place.
Yeah. You liked it, didn't you?
I really liked it.
We were telling stories with my fraternity brother Hugo that was at KC Cannabis on Thursday that runs the whole damn place. No, he's a marketing guy, but we were joking about that, and he remembered when you came up and visited, and I was like, everybody thought he was liquor control. He'd walk
here.
In, he had like a North Face jacket
on.
I
love that jacket, and, by the way, 21
so you,
years ago.
When you see Todd walking around in that North Face jacket, that's the jacket he was walking around and hanging out, and he was going to like different parties with us, and we'd walk in, and everybody's like, put your drink down.
Well, you're a 30-year-old man in a North Face. We did a remote,
and he was staying like the next day to go to the football game.
How does that make it better?
It makes it better.
A 30-year-old dude who's just walking through a fraternity house looking for beers?
It wasn't a fraternity house, it was house parties.
And we were playing video games.
And he wasn't looking for beers.
He was looking for beers to drink. And yes.
He admitted he just was.
Well, I thought you meant looking for beers like people that had
like
beer.
No,
like. Oh, yeah. No. He was
enjoying
himself.
By an old man. Like, go,
oh, he was,
go to
he
the store.
He was supplying
store.
Everybody. You know, he was the one that he
were
ran.
Were you rushing too?
No, I was too old to rush.
Yeah.
I was a legacy.
He was automatically in.
That's a crazy night.
Chad Corey got him in. He was perfectly fine. He was automatically admitted. It was fun. It was a crazy night. There were some things that
their fraternity didn't get put on double secret probation like yours did.
Well, most people
kicked off campus. Oh, ours did.
We're back though now. We're back though now. We have a much better house.
We're
okay?
not.
Your house is gone.
It's
right?
gone.
The
now.
House is gone.
And the fraternity.
Okay. Because that house was barely standing in 2003.
Yeah, but it was pretty badass, though. It was a great house. It was off campus. It was wet. It was
somehow
not a dry house.
It was
wet for multiple reasons.
Well, it was wet because
it rained
in the third floor that went
right.
out to the
and
gutter
and there was carpet that was people would just be spilling beer. Like it was like, hey, you guys have smoked. It's like, where do you put the cigarette out at?
The
carpet? Right there. Right there. Just
we have
pour,
carpet, don't we?
Pour a little beer on it. You know,
it really looked like Animal House.
It was awesome. It was amazing.
Putting out the coals on the floor, man.
Yeah, it was.
You guys
just
reminiscing
awesome.
About like your glory days or something? Is this what this is?
No,
no
just
not at all.
Turned into that because we were talking about your fraternity name of what? What was your fraternity?
Sterling.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you didn't remember your name for a second.
I smell toast.
Mitch
I do
McConnell
smell
over
toast.
There?
Yeah,
you're just frozen for a second. There,
I do smell
Mitch.
Toast. Yeah, it's.
All right, we'll take a time out. We'll come back. Fact or fiction? Does he smell toast? I'm going to go fact. More Zone right after this. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels, Todd Lebo. Hey, should we do a little fact or fiction?
Fact.
You guys,
it's not the way we answer that question. I guess you asked a question.
Same time.
We should have said yes. Fact.
Same time. Jinx. All right, so do you have 12 today? 12 questions? You got 13. Okay.
13 and even a bonus for 14.
A bonus. All right,
we
got a bonus
chopping
question.
Then.
Yeah,
go.
We should probably
they're
get chopping.
They're short.
Chopping broccoli. Let's go. Should we start with Todd? Let's start with Todd today.
We'll start with Lebo, but can you keep track of points? Because I don't have a pen.
Oh, great. So now I can pencil up you guys. All right.
I believe I'll grab a pencil as well.
12 to nothing to nothing.
All right. Fact or fiction, the Chiefs will trade up or back in the first round.
We're going to start with Todd.
I think they are going to move. Fact.
Fact.
I'm going to say fact.
It's fiction.
Oh, wow.
Takes
you're wrong.
Takes two to tango.
It's fiction.
Takes two to tango. I want them to
this
trade back.
True.
Ain't going to happen. Not
it does
happen.
Take two. What about trading up, though?
I want them to.
I don't really want them to trade up.
I think Brett Veach is so antsy to trade up, they're going to trade up. But we'll see.
He's still burning in his soul from trading back and getting Sky Moore. That still bothers him to this day. He's got to right that wrong.
Yeah, nobody got that
brilliant
in.
Speaks. Mikel Garcia is fixed.
Well, I have no idea what his personal
after
life
his,
is. I mean, I don't
homer
know.
Homer last night.
It's all good now?
Whatever he wants to do in his life is up to
Mikel
him.
Mikel Garcia is fixed after his homer last night. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fiction.
That's fiction.
That's fiction. That's complete fiction. I do think
he did
he's
hit the
bounce
snot
back.
Out of that ball, though.
He crushed it. That was a Hall of Fame home run right there.
The underlying metrics are still good for him, but we need more than just that.
Yeah.
I need some overlying metrics to be good for him as well.
So I made a pot roast last night.
Congrats.
And I ate it for lunch today, so this is why this question's in here for everyone who was concerned by this. The secret to a good pot roast is the meat and potatoes.
Oh, that's fact.
You're not tricking me with some vegetable questions, so that's a fact.
You're not going to go like carrot or something.
Yeah,
oh, no, the soft carrots.
Yeah, I'll go fact as well.
It's
yeah.
actually fiction. The key, the secret, if you will. Everyone knows you have to have good meat and potatoes. Everyone knows, okay? It's the beef broth. You gotta have good beef broth.
What's
that's the secret. To
the
a
secret
good
is beef, the secret ingredient is the ingredient everybody uses.
It's the secret, but it's gotta be the good stuff. It's gotta be the good stuff. You
really?
Gotta have the secret to a good pot.
You can
roast,
tell the difference the between broth. The high level expensive beef broth and the great value beef broth.
It's right here.
Come
try
intern my
pot nickname
roast.
Broth.
Broth. There we go. We were talking
what's
about Sterling
Nevin. Is it broth?
Is that broth?
Hey broth.
Broth.
Done. Let's go, broth.
Yeah, stop messing with me, broth.
All right, next one. Crawfish etouffee is the most underrated seafood dish.
Yeah. Not a fan. Fiction.
Yeah, I'll just go with Todd. I never had it before, so fiction.
I think it's perfectly rated, so I'm going to go fiction.
It's a fact. Crawfish etouffee is the most underrated seafood dish.
So stupid.
Yeah, you guys are really bad at this game.
No, we're not.
You're bad at it.
I'm the guy who created the questions, guy, okay?
Settle down, broth.
Fiction dude over here. Crawfish etouffee, most underrated seafood dish. Come on.
Sure.
Trent McDuffie will stay as the slot corner this year. Okay. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
I'm going to go fiction.
I think it is it's fact. That's where he's best at. So they're going to keep him where he's best.
This was hard for me.
Uh-huh.
I went back and forth.
Right.
I went fiction.
Oh, wow. That's smart.
We made this one up.
Yep. Thank you for that.
Yeah, but then you changed to fact?
No.
That's a good point.
I've been going back and forth because you're right. He's an all-pro slot corner, but I think he's going to be...
Who do they play on the outside?
I think he's going to be a phenomenal outside corner, too. I don't think the drop-off. It's not like Joe Tooney kicking out to left tackle. Yeah. People want that. This is a different situation.
Dylan, you plan on getting on the board anytime soon?
Nah.
Okay, great.
Okay. The Broncos jerseys are actually not that bad.
Fiction.
Yeah, those things are atrocious.
Until it goes up on the board before you even answer.
That bad.
They're a train wreck.
Why are we all trying to be USFL teams? The Texans did kind of the same thing where they actually went more Mickey Mouse than anything on
there. It's Blue Mountain State. They just went with the Blue Mountain State jersey. Well,
they both did the same thing. They're almost the same two jerseys.
Yeah, like the Navy one, when they've got the stripe on the side, looks like the Chargers. It looks like a lightning bolt on the side when they've got that blue jersey, like the blue jersey with the white helmets and the almost lightning bolt look on the side. It's like they're in your division,
and
the Chargers.
Houston was so mad that the Titans stole their Oilers jerseys that they inexplicably put light blue in their new jerseys as well. Like they made the H the light blue so they could also use the light blue.
Yeah,
so
take that.
So, yeah, take that.
It's like the 80s where powder blue, every team has to have some.
Yeah, right. Everybody needs some powder blue. In the 80s, everybody had powder anyway.
I would say powder and powder blue. Yeah.
Yes. I'm up 3. Todd has 2, and Dylan has
1. 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Zach Wilson going to the Broncos was actually a solid move.
Fiction.
Oh, no, it's Todd's.
Oh, well.
I think it's fiction, but maybe... It's a new piece of clay for Sean Payton to mold. It's cheap enough. Fact?
Dylan, you're saying with fiction?
That's a fiction, yeah.
I think I'm going to go fact as well.
That is a fact.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sixth for a seventh, and you're splitting the contract. It's $2.75 million to get this guy. Like,
but, boy, he does suck, though.
Yeah, he's
one of the suckiest sucks that ever sucked.
But, yeah, remember? The only game he's actually looked good in was against Kansas City, and that's in your division. You have no quarterback in Denver. You might as well take a shot on a former second overall draft pick for literally almost nothing. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Fine.
Total sidebar, by the way. Did you see the since 2006, quarterbacks had to start at least 30 times. The lowest QBR through a quarterback's first 3 seasons since 2006, minimum 30 starts. You see who the top 5 were?
Is Zach Wilson one of them?
Zach Wilson's number 1.
Jamarcus Russell? Did he get 30 starts?
Uh-uh.
Paxton Lynch?
Nope.
Oh, the other tall guy, Trevor, the Broncos tall guy?
Nope. So here's the list.
A Darnold or
Darnold's one of them.
Uh-huh.
So here's the list. Number 1, Jets, Zach Wilson. Number 2, Bills, Trent Edwards.
Oh.
Number 3, Jags, Blake Bortles.
Bordy.
Number 4, Jets, Sam Darnold. Number 5, Jets, Mark Sanchez. They have 3 of the top 5.
But, you know, Mark Sanchez and Blake Bortles,
you know,
played
they played an AFC Championship game, damn it. You know?
You know what's wild? Trent Richardson was the fullback for Mark Sanchez on those Jets teams. How crazy is that? That's how long Tony Richardson played in the NFL.
Tony Richardson or Trent Richardson?
I meant Tony.
Okay, I was going to say Trent Richardson got traded for like 2 first-round draft picks.
My point is Tony Richardson was 40.
Yeah. God.
40, and he was the fullback on those teams for Sanchez.
2 different teams spent a first-round draft pick on Trent Richardson. 2 different teams did.
How'd they do it?
Dylan leads us off.
For real this time.
Yes.
I drank a dirty martini last night.
I mean, fact, probably.
I mean, it seems like a random thing. I'll go fact.
I had a water.
Bourbon.
It's really not your deal. You're not a martini boy. But I'm going to take a stab to be different from these guys, and I'm going to say that's fiction. You would never drink a dirty martini.
Yeah, it was a fact.
I
love dirty.
Wow.
I'm a bourbon man first and foremost, but every once in a while I'm a little salty. I've been trying to do this like little diet thing, and I don't want to eat late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put
just
4
have a
olives.
Dirty martini.
I'll have a dirty martini with 4 olives in it, and the olives, that's my snack.
That's your treat?
That's my treat.
Do you do the high-end beef broth with your martini, or are you able to go a little low-end?
I go a little low-end.
You can go to Aldi for that one? Yeah, okay, very good.
Cheap olives?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I mean, I have some fancy ones, too. Those are for company. I just have the great value Hy-Vee
ones. You got
ones
pimentos in here?
I'm a big pimento guy.
Maybe
you got pimentos.
Or pimenta.
Pimenta. 5-3-2. 5 for me, 3 for Todd, and 2 for Dylan. I'll lead off on this one.
Salvador Perez gets 100 RBIs this season.
I'm going, you know what? I think guys will be on base enough. But I'm still going to go fiction.
Yeah, I'm fiction. Yeah. I mean, he's the guy's who he gets to have a chance to drive in are the ones who get on base. But this team's not going to have 100 runs. I'm kidding. They only have whatever. Fiction.
Dylan, just say fact, guy. You're getting crushed.
Oh, you're going fact?
That's a fact. He gets he's already at 22.
Well,
he's
going to
play in 150-plus games this year.
You think? I mean, you know.
Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny are in front of them, and he gets on base all the time. Everyone knows 33 years old is your prime for a catcher in baseball.
Everybody knows that 33 prime year. 27 for everybody else, 33 for catching.
Salvi's getting over 100 RBIs this year.
Okay.
I'm firmly in belief of this.
All right. I like it. I like the confidence.
Nickelback gets hated on unfairly.
Who's up? It's
Todd.
Me.
Todd leads us off.
Because of who you are, then that's a fact. Totally unfairly.
Yep. Fact.
Sure, fact.
Is a fact.
Like, that's a fact.
People hate the Nickelback fans, okay? They hate the Nickelback fans, the affliction wearing, like, yo, what's up, brah? Like, they don't like those people. The people that drink, like, 13 Rockstar energy drinks a day. It's those people.
What if you drink 12?
You throw Nickelback on at a bar, you're telling me
people are going to go for it.
They're going to go for it.
I'm standing in line. The clubs will never get in.
It's the same thing how Creed had this resurgence of, okay, you made fun of it. Then everyone's like, okay, yeah, but those songs kind of do slap, right? Like, they kind of do go pretty hard.
Bangers after bangers.
Do the Creed songs go hard?
Dude, you're telling me.
Nickelback goes way harder than Creed.
Yes, you're telling me you're at a bar right now, and Photograph comes on as you're shooting pool. You're this dive bar. Photograph comes on.
You got a dirty martini.
You know, you're probably
you're drinking a Busch Light.
Busch Light, or like a Milwaukee's Best, or a PBR, like a Stag. You're telling me you're not going to all of a sudden start singing along.
Would you rather have?
You are.
Would you rather have something from Snakes and Arrows by Rush come on?
I personally would, okay. Yes. I would like to have some question. Rush or Iron Maiden on, but I'm a man who's comfortable in my musicology.
Yeah, speaking of overrated.
What is your favorite Canadian band?
I'd assume Rush.
I was going to say. That's the greatest band of all time.
That's the greatest rock band.
I was hoping Nickelback might sneak in there because they're Canadian.
No.
Eh?
No. Kyle Isbell plays the most games in center for the Royals this season.
Fact.
I'm going to say fact.
It's two in a row. He hasn't started. Yeah. He did get a homer last night.
He's back.
He's still going to be the guy. Fact.
It's fiction.
Oh, wow.
Drew Waters.
Drew Waters, yeah.
Drew
okay.
Waters. I'm all in on Waters. When Waters gets called up, that's the fourth outfielder situation.
I'm going to change my answer to fiction.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a lot.
I'm going to make the tiebreaker anyway.
Don't worry. You'll probably make the bonus round. Last one for me. I lead off on the last one.
We actually have multiple still left.
Oh.
Sure? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I know. I did an extra
10, 11. Oh, okay. Yeah, this was the 12th one.
Yeah. Embiid.
I think you're missing the point of the 12. You had 10 last week and 13 this week. But anyway, go ahead.
I just kind of do numbers.
That's fine. That's fine.
He needs instruction.
He gave me instruction, but I got excited. Embiid said the 76ers are going to win this despite the 2-0 hole versus the Knicks.
That's a fact. He did say that.
No, but the question is, did the Sixers actually win against the Knicks?
No, that's
it's
fiction.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's fiction.
That's a fact. They're going to come back, baby. They're going to come back.
I really should have said fact on that one. I got a bad
read. Why are you guys all agreeing with each other?
Because
someone
that
just, you guys are, you've done
is that
like
the one you
times.
Threw in just for S's and G's?
Yeah, we're going more. Logic,
there's one more for S's and G's.
Let's do this one as the real one, then. Go ahead.
Because we're talking about pant size, and I just thought no one's going to guess. My pant size is 32-30.
Fact.
Fiction. You think you're taller than that.
I like that reasoning.
That's great. I'm taller than you, Lebo.
Fact. That's a fact.
It's actually fiction. I'm 31-31.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they don't make him really very often. It's very
they
hard.
Do not make that.
Told you he's 31. He's taller. He thinks he's taller than me.
I got long dancer's legs, Lebo.
Oh, my God.
That is a fact. It may be a fact, but it's inexplicable.
Barishnikov over here.
Try out for the Rockettes?
Barishna broth.
Thought about it.
Or just the Rocks, I guess it would be. Not the Rockettes.
We got a bonus. What are we looking at right now?
It's a category.
I get how this works.
Score is I have 6, Lebo has 4, and Dylan has 3. So obviously there's a needed a tiebreaker. Yeah.
This tiebreaker is for 4 points.
Shocker.
I deserve 2 other points for being stupid the last 2 questions.
I mean, do we give stupid points out?
We don't.
You give points out for stupidity? Because if that's the case, I would score a lot of points. I like points.
What's the category?
What's the category there, bud?
Bro. Music. Music.
This is very... Rush, bro.
Rush.
It's
I'm going to go
Rush.
With Rush. Nickelback. Fine. Wilco.
Oh.
Maybe it's Wilco.
It's not Wilco.
He doesn't know anything about Wilco.
You know why?
It?
Because you're not a grown-up.
You know what? Here's the answer. Gruff Rubin.
Ah.
All right, so we have a tiebreaker here in Fact or Fiction.
Because the game is tied.
Because I have six, Todd has four, and Dylan has three. So that is a clear tie in this game. A lot of people don't realize the rules of this game, that if you do not have the same score, that is actually a tie.
These
if you have the same score, that is not a tie.
Have never changed.
No.
No matter who was running this game, they've never changed.
Not a one change.
Have there been fewer Pokemon questions?
Way fewer Pokemon.
Yeah,
I feel like
way fewer. There have been more beef stew questions, though.
Yeah.
From Stu.
Yeah.
Stew.
What's up, dude?
What's up, broth?
What's up, broth?
We have not had one Pokemon question.
No. A lot more music, though.
Mm-hmm.
More music. Corey was no Pokemon question.
No. Not much music either.
Not as much music.
What did Corey ask?
He would have little movies. He
Corey would throw movies
stuff
in there, but Corey was typically just sports. He didn't really ever.
The tiebreakers were almost always a movie.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Tiebreakers were typically movies, but the 12 questions were typically almost all of them were sports related.
He actually
to some
did
degree.
12 questions. He didn't just bounce around whatever he feels
it was,
like.
It was 12 because if that means
yeah,
we all go first.
We all, yeah, the three.
Well,
we
I
all,
kinda,
we
I
all go
like
first four times.
You guys. I love a curveball.
That's right. I'm Serrano. I don't want to hit a curveball.
Yeah, I'm Seth Lugo. I'm just throwing you up some curbs.
Yeah,
you know.
Soft contact for me. That's what you're getting, man. all right. What are you?
Music.
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 What's category? Right, what's the question?
Music. Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd is the best concept album ever.
This is just fact or fiction.
It's just a fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
Okay.
See, the way you should do
yes,
this
so the way
is,
it works here
is, say is what see, is the greatest concept album ever? And then we write down our choices.
Oh, is that what you want to do instead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sterling, how it works is the train moves, not the station.
I don't know, man. That station seems like it moved a little bit. All right. The best concept album of all time is...
All right. So
let me
now
look up some concept albums here. Hang on.
Let me see.
I think you were thrown
it. Yeah, usually
so
ask
I
that
don't
question
think it's Dark
beforehand.
Side of the Moon. Now, you could be smart and just write down Dark Side of the Moon because it could be that. But I think I'm going to go with a different
laptop's
one.
Laptop's closed. You guys can't cheat.
Okay.
I'm going with a different one.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to go... I mean, I've got my answer. You guys have your answer?
Because you just Googled something.
Yeah, I'll do Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah.
You guys are both doing Dark Side of the Moon.
No. He said same. He has his answer. Not same. He's going with Dark Side
I'm
of the Moon.
I'm going with The Wall.
That's a good one. Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar here says it's a concept album. No.
Yeah, see, it says it right there.
You don't say that out loud to Sterling.
Come
look at him.
What?
He loves freaking Nickelback.
It's a good album. I am musically diverse here, and I think that Kendrick Lamar album is phenomenal. But no, it is not the best concept album of all time.
I'm going to go with The Wall. Is it The Wall?
It is not The Wall.
Oh, I went with Dark Side of the Moon anyway. So.
It is not Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh. Well, what is it then? We've all guessed.
Is it going to be Tommy?
You'll get it, Lebo.
Quadrophenia?
No.
What is
He's
it?
Clearly not going to get it.
Operation Mindcrime by
Queensryche.
It's Queensryche.
Silent Lucidity?
Yeah.
Mindcrime?
No, that's not the same album.
Not the same album. Okay.
No. But it's Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche. That's the best concept.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
You know,
this
you know
is very
who,
obvious. It's so obvious it took everybody like 17 guesses to get there.
I saw Queensryche open for somebody once. I don't remember who it was.
Maybe it's AC/DC, by the way.
Someone like that. Could have been.
Yeah, sure. I'll take your word for it.
Could have been. Deep Purple?
Ooh.
Are you
maybe
a highway star there, Lebo?
Oh.
I can't remember who Queensryche opened for. I was never a huge fan of Queensryche. A little too much keyboard for me.
Mm. But that album,
I like
though.
The 80s keyboard.
That album.
What was that? What was the big song on that one?
Operation Mindcrime.
Yeah. It's listen, we're going to agree to disagree that, like, the dude wearing the Snakes and Arrows shirt thinks Rush is the greatest rock band of all time, and now, like, putting...
I'm just saying.
Above
I'm just saying.
Either of those Pink Floyd records.
You listen to Operation Mindcrime top
no,
to bottom.
No, you listen to Operation Mindcrime.
I have.
I'm not going to.
Many a time.
I'm
You're missing out, man. You're missing out.
I don't feel like he's...
I kind of am missing out.
It doesn't
out.
Sound like he's missing out.
When's the last time you listened to Wall all the way through?
It's been a while.
Been a smidge?
Well, I mean, the point is also, I have to be a little creative out here. I don't want to just be obvious.
No, you're
so,
not obvious.
Rolling Stone... has number one Kendrick
what do
Lamar.
They know, though? Say, again,
Good
see.
Kid, Mad City.
Really?
Number two, Green Day, American Idiot.
Number is that even three, a concept album.
Number three, Pink Floyd, The Wall.
American Idiot is an absolute concept album.
Number four, Raekwon.
Can someone
My buddy
define...
Mike just texted me that Queensryche opened for Metallica at the Muni, and that's
wow.
right.
Wow,
there you go. Yeah.
Number five, the
you
Who,
know what I was
Tommy.
Waiting for?
Yeah,
Metallica.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was going for Queensryche. Surprisingly,
I didn't go for.
I'm trying to number seven, Rush. 21-12
is phenomenal.
That's
yeah.
a great one. But like the it's really only one side of it.
Yes, because the back of it is
looking for Queens, right? Scrolling.
You'll find
scrolling,
it. Most have them top five, actually.
Scrolling. Most. It's not scrolling.
You know what?
Still scrolling. Still scrolling. Sorry.
Sterling does his own research.
I do my own research, okay?
You know what? You're not. You don't have to be groupthink. That's just one. That's just like, you know,
think
his
outside,
opinion, man.
Think for yourself, Jason.
Okay.
I don't need to think what Rolling Stone thinks.
I know. That's absolutely right. I'm totally in agreement.
American Idiot is actually a great concept album.
I am putting it over Operation Mindcrime, though.
Well, I am. And I'm putting Dark Side of the Moon.
What the hell does Rolling Stone know anyway?
Yeah.
Well, they could be wrong about a lot of things, because there is a very funny TikTok thing. I don't follow anyone on TikTok because I don't want to get that involved, but I do scroll through and the algorithm tells you to look at certain things. And there's this, like, I don't know, she looks like she's a 23-year-old girl or something who is going through the top 500 Rolling Stone albums of all time, and she'll give like a 20-second review of it. And there's some really bad albums because Rolling Stone tries to be provocative and say mm-hmm. this is a great album. And they're just awful. And you don't realize that till you sit there and someone, this girl listens to the entire album, and it's like, are there any skips? Of course, there's like 12 skips. This album stinks, you know? But yeah, so Rolling Stone is wrong.
So. There were they used 16 different people to rank the albums, and that's how they came with the 1 through 50. So it wasn't just one person.
Well, they're wrong. People are wrong.
16 different
Sterling
people
is on the internet so scrolling, hard right now, looking for anyone.
Scrolling,
to
agree. Scrolling.
I don't know.
There we
man.
Go. Number 45. Number 45, Queensryche, Operation Mindcrime, number 45. So they made top 50, so you're right. If you said, name an album in the top 50, name a concept album in the top 50 of Rolling Stone's specific article they put out 2 years ago, then you would have been correct.
What's Nickelback's best concept album?
I doubt they have one, Lebo. I would be shocked.
I was standing in line at clubs and never get in.
Bottom of the ninth. Baseball.
Todd, I got a best. I got a fact or fiction for you.
I'm ready.
I got a fact or fiction for you, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be better at the other person's job, Brett Veach or Laird Veach?
That's a tough one. I would think that Brett Veach has already done it at the NFL level, but I don't think he has any concept of all the stuff you have to deal with. Down at the
see, I was thinking Brett Veach because, like, I know it's at the athletic department, but you, like, you fundraise, you got to. Yeah. Can Laird Veach build an NFL team? Like, is it easier to go and fundraise as the AD and sort of just, hey, go let these people do their jobs?
But you also have to be involved with boosters,
absolutely,
and more than just coach. Yeah. You're talking about 15 coaches, and you got to deal with compliance of the NCAA, sort of, maybe the FBI. I mean, you don't know what you got to do.
But if you've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, maybe it's Laird Veach to go and piece the rest of it together.
I think Sterling could be the GM of the Chiefs right now.
How about that, Sterling? Huh? You cash that check?
I
would you
I
like that check,
it.
Sterling? Would you like that job title?
I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it.
My first thought was Brett Veach, but you start to give a compelling case that maybe I overreacted too quickly with all
There's
of the
a
things
lot
that, go,
that goes into being an AD at the college level. I think Laird Veach is a good hire. He's getting mixed reviews from like some Tiger fans or whatever.
I like the hire.
It's fine. They need to have someone who will stay there and be there for a while. That's what they need.
I did the math, Todd.
It's like Jason.
The last three athletic directors from Missouri combined 8.5 years. Three ADs in the last 8.5 years from Missouri.
When you're batting and staying there less than Jason's co-hosts, you know it's an issue.
Well done.
It's not easy.
Laird Veach is the next co-host of the Zone. Just wait a couple of years once he's out.
Laird was, played football. He was a good football player.
At K-State. Yeah,
K-State. He's
captain.
And he's been a lot of places and done a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
He worked in the radio side.
Worked in
the
Learfield.
Rights,
yeah.
Learfield for years. He was at Mizzou early on. He spent a long time at K-State. And I got it. He was kind of the interim at K-State when before they hired Gene Taylor. I bet he wanted that job.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But maybe he wasn't ready to be Power Five.
Because then he went to Florida
in 2017. He took a smaller
Memphis.
Job at Florida, and then the job at Memphis. And he's done by all accounts a nice job at Memphis. He's certainly ready to be an AD at a place like Missouri. I mean, he's ready for this job. What you hope is that he's someone who wants to stay there and really do it because. It's hard in this, and I think Missouri's been okay. I mean, the football's been good here the last couple of years, but having all those different athletic directors working through multiple basketball coaches, multiple football coaches there for a minute, the great, the golden era or whatever you want to call it in the last 40 years or so of Missouri has been when Gary Pinkle and Mike Alden were there. And yeah. basketball had their moments here and there, but if you get your football coach right, mm-hmm. which they did, you get a 14-year or whatever, 15-year with Coach Pinkle, and he had the same AD. I mean, that is how it works.
And that AD was able to hire Quinn Snyder and Mike Anderson and Frank Haith and because he got the football coach right.
Yeah.
So he was able to hire different coaches over and over again on the basketball side and miss on three of those four.
And make no mistake, here's the deal. Missouri, every school has stuff. But in the last 20 years at Missouri, if you go back to the stuff that was happening with Ricky Clemens mm-hmm. and the president of the university, his wife.
Have you seen Head of State yet?
No.
It's good.
And making phone calls to prison to a back. I mean, it was insane, the stuff that was going on there.
Yeah.
And you work your way through that. And then it was about 10 years after that, you had the hunger strike and the mm-hmm. possible boycott of a football game. These are hard things to deal with.
Yep.
Not to, and we're talking about, you know, 0-18 or Kim Anderson era or, you know, it's a damn rebuild with Barry Odom. I mean, that's that stuff.
Yeah.
The other stuff, they've had more than their share of stuff at Missouri. And, you know, they cooperated with the NCAA and got smacked for it. I mean, had
told
those
on,
kind of things,
told
too.
On themselves and got a postseason ban. Never do that. It's so stupid. Don't turn yourself in.
That's Mike Boynton. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't turn yourself in.
So they've gone through all of that stuff. So if Laird Veach can get there and he can, you know, stabilize that side, because they have a big project coming with football.
Yes.
It's a big project.
They got a great start with the $50 million donation, but they're still 200 away.
And I think they like, so, I mean, I think Dennis Gates.
Oh, $200?
Yes, that's exactly right.
You in.
Yes. Done.
Call the Farmhouse Bros. Call Squeege.
Yes, come on, man. Where's Hamburglar?
But, you know, listen, the jury is definitely still out on Dennis Gates. You don't go from what he did and then not win a game. That's not a good thing, but they're working the portal. Mm-hmm. They're getting some players coming. He's got a really good class coming in. This will be a big year for him. So, I mean, I think that things are going well on that front.
Do you?
But they need some leadership to
keep it
all
together. Stability, too. And certainly, and I talked about this, and I'm just wondering, like, he was maybe the first name thrown out there, like when Desiree, it's Laird Veach. And so, okay, that's an easy connection. It's taken a while for them to. So. He went with, well, maybe they look at it and found the best guy that they could find. I play devil's advocate, and for my hope for Missouri is Laird Veach was, until I know A, B, C, D, E, whatever, as the athletic department, then go find somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get our ducks in a row. Now,
get this project going. Get
these
things.
Okay, so now we got the guy we wanted because he understood how everything was going. He wasn't walking into, why did she leave?
Yeah, well, it's a much more complicated
job. And is my boss Eli Drinkwitz?
It's a more complicated job than it's been with all the new things that are happening. But he's a young guy who's been through all this on a lot of sides of it, as we said, through fundraising, through the radio side, all those things. I think he's very qualified for this, and I think he'll do a good job at it.
Just needs stability. Well, you got a football coach going. Give him the resources he needs to be successful.
And he's got to keep winning.
Yep.
I mean, that's what he's got to do.
Absolutely.
Got to keep winning.
Todd, you're always winning. Congratulations.
No matter
what, number 100.
We're always tied.
Number 100, Todd.
We did it. Queensryche forever.
Or maybe seldom. Rarely.